In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, Jeff and Damon are joined by Chester and Tony for another online game of Cards Against Humanity because they're horrible people. Get ready for some fingering straight pubes, friends with benefits, and more. Find out who gets pancake face over four rounds of games as COL 324 starts now.
This Hangout on Air is live. Welcome to the Live the Bear podcast with German Length, episode number 324. If I'm getting my numbers right. Another episode of Cubs Against Humanity. If you are listening to the show, pop over to youtube.com/cubsoutloud and you can actually watch us. Unfortunately, you can't see the cards when we're doing this, so you can't see the cards, but you'll at least be able to, we'll be reading everything so you hear it. That's okay. So with us today, well, there's me. Hi, I'm Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
And we have Damon.
Hey.
Co-host, gotta always introduce them first, and our special guest, Chester, aka Shutter.
Hello.
And Tony Banks.
Hi.
He's a super music star, so yeah, did do that. So I'm gonna start up the Hangouts Against Humanity module. We'll keep this simple today. Where's the settings? There it is. No, that's not it. I forgot how the settings went. I have to hit start game. I'm just going to actually, let's just stick with the base expansion.
Let's not
do anything else. Just base expansion. First one to 7 points wins the game. So here awesome. We go to start. And the cards are as me. So I will say, alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of blank. Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of blank. Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of incest.
Gross.
Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of the homosexual agenda.
Yes.
Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of when you fart and a little bit comes out. Ew. I like incest.
Hey.
Chester gets a point. Damon is the cards are.
I'm the cards are. Oh, an appropriate card for me. coming to Broadway this season, blank, the musical.
Damon, that is a huge can of energy drink.
Yes. This is a monster. Ultra Sunrise, zero calorie.
Remember, when you do this, you have to click each card when you read them off so that you can reveal them to everybody.
Yes. I'll remember it. Okay. Coming to Broadway this season, Lance Armstrong's Missing Testicle, the musical. Coming to Broadway this season, The Trail of Tears, the musical. Oh. Coming to Broadway this season, Kanye West, the musical.
I'll let you finish.
The musical would never end because it'd always be interrupted by Kanye West because he can do it.
I'll let you finish, but this is the best musical ever.
Ah. I'm going to go with the inappropriate answer because I've spent all the weekend with some inappropriate pups, and I'm going to say The Trail of Tears, the musical. Because that would be a really terrible musical.
Hopefully this isn't a short game and Chester wins all the points.
Sorry.
Here we go. What don't you want to find in your Chinese food? Some of my cards I've never even seen before.
Ooh. No, wait a minute. I'm going to be a really horrible person.
Oh, yeah.
That's the point of the game.
Chester, which one is yours? I'll pick that one.
I'm not telling you that. That's cheating.
Okay, what don't you want to find in your Chinese food? The token
Nice.
Preteens. The tape, the grundle, and the fleshy fun bridge. Oh, God. Funniest has to be the tape. Yeah, this one. I hope it's not fucking soup. The tape. Ah, oh, you fucker!
I got it again! Virgilia's cards are next.
He cannot.
Yay, I'm winning for once. Blank. That's how I want to die.
Well, at least we know somebody will get a point this time.
Yeah, I won't get a point this time.
Excuse me.
Authentic Mexican cuisine. That's how I want to die.
Ew.
Crystal meth. That's how I want to die.
That actually kind of makes sense.
It does. Fingering. That's how I want to die.
I think we found a winner.
Wow. Yay!
There we go! At least somebody else has gotten the point. Back to me.
No choice.
During Picasso's often overlooked brown period, he produced hundreds of paintings of blank. During Picasso's often overlooked brown period, he produced hundreds of paintings of blank. I really wish I had the match game music. During Picasso's often overlooked brown period, he produced hundreds of paintings of Forgetting the Alamo.
Wah, wah.
During Picasso's often overlooked brown period, he produced hundreds of paintings of dental dams. During Picasso's often overlooked brown period, he produced hundreds of paintings of Michelle Obama's arms. That makes too much sense, so I'm going with dental dams.
Yay!
Yay!
Finally, someone else. Good job.
Pick two, everyone. Pick two. In a world ravaged by blank, our only solace is blank. In a world ravaged by blank, our only solace is blank.
Mine go so well together.
I think mine actually do too.
Yeah, me too.
In a world ravaged by spontaneous human combustion, our only solace is a stray pube. Sorry. Don't mind me.
No, please.
In a world ravaged by Justin Bieber,
our only solace,
multiple stab wounds.
Yes.
In a world ravaged by finger painting, our only solace is actually taking candy from a baby. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think they're all good.
They're all good. I'm going to go with a stray pube.
Yeah.
I'm really sucking at this game right now.
Okay, dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with blank and would like your advice. Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with blank and would like your advice.
I actually have a very appropriate non-funny one in my cards. I did not choose that one.
Okay, here we go. Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with small pod blankets.
Oh, nice. Stay away.
Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with not reciprocating oral sex. And like your advice.
Okay, that's actually somewhat appropriate.
Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with picking up girls at the abortion clinic. And would like your advice.
Oh, no.
That one has to win.
Yay!
I got a point!
Was it my turn?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of...
blank.
Oh my god, this is... wow.
And here we go. I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum.
He's like right over here. He just keeps doing it.
Oh my gosh.
I can't focus on anything because I have to keep watching because once that gum is gone, I don't know what he'll do next.
I couldn't complete my homework because of puberty. That
the ball
actually
finally dropped.
To me, probably. I'm sure it happened to all of us.
Were you guzzling cum at the time?
Unfortunately, you can't pick two winners.
I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of lactation. I'm going to go with Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum.
Well, who wouldn't want to do that, right?
Like, right, seriously. Exactly.
The hosts of this show are behind 1-1, while the guests are tied 3-3. All right. So, whoa, good God, what is it good for?
These questions kind of.
Is that right? Is it war? Good God, what is it good for? Is that the right line?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Will be inappropriate, potentially.
Whoa! God, what is it good for? Scrubbing under the folds.
That is a health crisis war that is constantly raging.
Constantly.
Whoa! God, what is it good for? The Ubermensch. Whoa, good God, what is it good for? Being marginalized.
Oh, duh.
I have to go with scrubbing under the pools. Damn it, Jay! Or
what
Tony.
Can I tell you?
Okay, I can't all figure right out your name because of how it shows up on the screen.
What's my anti-drug?
Oh.
What's my anti-drug? The miracle of childbirth.
Aww.
What's my anti-drug? Sexual tension. What's my anti-drug? Obesity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, three of them actually make sense together.
Yeah. Sexual tension is the winner.
Guests are still tied 4-4. Well, the host just wanted me to win.
What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Jesus Christ, I can only imagine the answer to these questions.
Hmm.
Oh, that's so fucked up. Someone is so fucked up. We're
horrible people. Have you never played this game?
Oh, yeah. No, we're still just fucked up. What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Flesh-eating bacteria.
Hmm.
That sounds nice. What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Leprosy.
Wow.
And last but not least, what did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Dead babies.
They're all pretty awful.
We're all so horrible. Mean to the children of Afghanistan.
So when I say you guys are fucked up, you're like, oh, like this is why. I got to go with the dead babies. Why not drop dead babies to children?
Yes!
What are my parents hiding from me?
Mm-hmm. No. Ha ha ha.
What are my parents hiding from me? Mouth herpes. My parents are hiding Britney Spears at 55. My parents are hiding flying sex snakes.
Don't open the closet.
I'm having a difficult time with this one.
Well, the mouth herpes and Britney Spears at 55 are probably one and the same.
Holy shit.
I don't know. Isn't she married with kids? Like, she's got a proper family now? And
I know she has kids. I don't think she's married.
No, she's not that married. Means
anything.
She's dating some guy.
There's ways to find out.
My parents are hiding flying sex snakes from me.
Oh, yay! Catch me as I'm...
We're catching up, Damon.
Two to two.
Get this next one. The class field trip was completely ruined by blank.
Oh my god, how fucked up do I want to go with this?
The class field trip was completely ruined by blank. Britney Spears currently is not married. She was married to Kevin Federline until 2007 when she got divorced.
Well, they were only married for like a day, weren't they?
Something like that.
2004 to 2007. I don't think that was a day.
Oh.
And for Kevin Federline?
No. For like...
Jason Alexander.
And not...
Married 2004. Annulled 2004. Yeah, it's probably not the Jason Alexander that we remember from Seinfeld. Anyway.
Oh, you mean the hot one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Class field trip was completely ruined by tangled slinkies.
Oh.
The class field trip was completely ruined by Robert Downey Jr.
That guy.
I don't know. That might actually be kind of fun. Have you seen that video with Robert Downey Jr. Brings this kid with a disabled arm or something? Basically a robotic hand that looks like the Iron Man hand.
Like Iron Man? That's pretty awesome.
That was a really cool video.
So. Unless, you know...
He might not actually ruin it. I'm sorry to whoever picked that, but that's definitely not going to be the picture. But the winner is the class field trip was completely ruined by police brutality. We got to catch up. Tony's just two away from winning.
Okay. In an attempt to reach a wider audience, the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has opened an interactive exhibit on blank. In an attempt to reach a wider audience, the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has opened an interactive exhibit on blank.
Oh, come on.
I have no really bad cards for this one.
You told me. Oh, I can't pick the one I want. Too bad this is all buggy. I'll do it with that one.
Okay. In an attempt to reach a wider audience, the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has opened an interactive exhibit on Toni Morrison's vagina. Has opened an interactive exhibit on wiping her butt.
Sounds like it's all connected.
Yeah. An interactive
wiping her butt.
Exhibit on 8 ounces of sweet Mexican black tar heroin. Wiping her butt.
Yes!
There's one woman in a room, and you just go through and just...
Okay, here we go. What's a girl's best friend? What is a girl's best friend? Mm-hmm. The answer should be revealed.
Just... I am to the point where all my cards suck.
That's when you start just tossing out.
Yeah.
But anyways.
What's a girl's best friend? Bling! What's a girl's best friend? Powerful thighs.
That's a guy's best friend.
Well, it depends on the girl or guy is. True. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What's a girl's best friend? Woman in yoga commercials.
A sad girl's best friend.
I want to say powerful thighs.
Yay!
Score! I'm catching up!
Jeff is catching up. I drink to forget blank.
There's the answer right there. I drink to forget.
Well, those came quick.
That's what he said. Not me. I got to do. So.
Thank you. I drink to forget a bleached asshole.
Oh, don't we all?
Yeah.
I drink to forget coat hanger abortions.
Oh, my God.
I drink to forget leaving an awkward voicemail. I'm going to go with coat hanger abortions just because it's a really disgusting card.
Bam!
Ah. Oh. Tony's one away from winning.
Tony is one away from winning. Dun, dun, dun.
What is Batman? What is Batman's guilty pleasure?
Fried chicken.
What?
Get on my car, this shitty.
There was just a new Bat Dad compilation put out.
Oh, yeah.
What is Batman's guilty pleasure? Guys who don't call. What is Batman's guilty pleasure? Ethnic cleansing. What is Batman's guilty pleasure? Harry Potter erotica.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Damn
it. Yay.
I got 99 problems, but blank ain't one. Tell me about it. Whew.
I got 99 problems.
Yeah.
Didn't win an A1.
Oh. Could this be for the Tony win? We'll find out.
We'll find out.
We'll play another one.
I got 99 problems, but a foul mouth ain't one.
There you go.
I got 99 problems, but the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. ain't one. Yeah. I got 99 problems, but friends with benefits ain't one. Ooh.
Well, you could go with the bad one, or you could go with...
Yeah, the bad one. wow. I'm
one
gonna,
that's more truthful.
I'm going to go with friends with benefits. Good job.
So I guess I won.
Yes.
No, no, no. All right. I want a longer game here, so let's.
You're having way too much fun with the pancake face.
Let's keep my face. What can I say?
I'm gonna make this a little bit longer. let's do another game with the 10 points.
There we go.
Sweet. Oh, and I'm the cards are. All right, here we go. Second game. TSA guidelines now prohibit blank on airplanes. TSA guidelines now prohibit blank on airplanes. I eagerly await your answers.
I have so many good ones to choose from.
I can't even look at my.
I kind of wish I didn't have this one card, just because I'm hoping I would hope that somebody else would drop it so I could say it. I like reading that one. Oh. Not the one I use, by the way.
Just a card in general.
Just there's a card that I really, really liked her just to say.
Mm. TSA guidelines now prohibit obesity on planes. TSA guidelines now prohibit pooping back and forth forever on airplanes. TSA guidelines now prohibit God on airplanes.
Oh no.
Wow. Yeah, I'm kind of Okay, winner is God.
Oh.
Damn it. No!
Okay, well, I can't win this one. Blank. There's an app for that.
Oh.
Wait, blank? There's an app for that?
Oh, I've got two really good ones I could keep. Oh.
I think I, the card I wanted to read is so appropriate, I think.
All right, here we go. Blank? There's an app for that. Racism.
Shit.
Blank? There's an app for that. Pretending to care.
I'll best be on my pretending to care app.
Blank! There's an app for that. Smegma.
Oh, damn.
Okay, what is Smegma so I can get into the joke?
Head cheese.
Head cheese. Oh, really? See, I don't have one of those issues. Wow. This is a good one.
These are good ones, yeah.
I must say, pretending to care is the winner.
Oh, my memory card failed me.
I love that one. That was... Oh, what? Uh-oh.
What? Oh. Hello?
That went bad.
Well, find an answer that works for both of them.
So we ended up getting two black cards for some reason. First, what did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? It must be blank, contested, mother-approved. I'm just going to take this as like one big card.
Yeah.
Okay. What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Blank, contested, mother-approved.
Ha! Nice.
I love it when this thing glitches.
Two cards didn't show up for me.
No, it's just one.
Oh,
there's only one blank.
This one, you can only pick one card.
Yeah, I don't know. I ended up getting two black cards for some reason, but...
Don't let me pick a card at all. Oh, there it goes. I only picked the last card, so...
Yeah, I had that problem too. What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? My privilege. Get tested. Another privilege.
Oh, shit! Oh, my God. That's amazing.
What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? William Shatner, kid tested, mother approved.
Well, yeah, of course. Like, who doesn't love William Shatner?
He'll give them a great deal on Priceline. They can fly out.
What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Not reciprocating oral sex, kid tested, mother approved.
Oh.
Bad parent.
I'll go with white privilege. Fortunately, you only got 1 point.
Ah,
did we skip somebody?
Yeah, skip me.
No, not yet. Blank. Good to the last drop.
Yeah, I think somehow Chester got skipped.
Yeah, that's okay.
I will.
Yeah, you have more chances to get points.
Right?
Boo. Blank. Good to the last drop. I wonder.
Okay,
that's too appropriate. Never mind.
It's
most inappropriate.
Well,
Chester's enjoying himself over there.
My thing is bugging out, so I could only pick the last one.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Okay.
Hangouts Against Humanity probably hasn't been worked on for a long time, so there's probably plenty of bugs. All right.
Alcoholism, good to the last drop.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a slogan.
That's Chester's.
No, actually it's not.
The gays, good to the last drop.
Way too appropriate.
What do you say? And
the token minority. Good to the last drop. Oh.
Then he's the first one to be killed.
These could all potentially be really bad slogans for, like, really crappy movies. Huh.
Or PSA campaigns.
Yeah. These are actually pretty relevant. That's kind of the worst part. Good to the last drop.
Alcoholism about drinking.
Yeah.
The gays about drinking cum. The token minority about being the first one to be killed during any movie.
The gays.
Oh, there you go.
Chester's in the lead with three. Doting.
Here we go. I got 9 out of pounds, but Blank ain't one.
And yes, so some of these will be repeated because we're using the same exact set.
The answer will always be different. Oh, wow, you are so right. I got 9 out of pounds, but my vagina ain't one. Mm-hmm. I got 99 problems, but full frontal nudity ain't one. Mm. These are all like really good to me. I got 99 problems, but spectacular abs ain't one. These are all like speaking to me in so different ways.
Sweet.
Which one do I want the best? Which one really isn't a problem with me? I want vagina to be a problem sometimes. Yeah, spectacular abs, not a problem. Full and fucking really, not a problem. China, sometimes the problem.
Score!
Yay!
There we go. Now we got Chester.
Yay!
After you got
but
3 points.
Before I kill you, Bond, I must show you blank. Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, sorry.
That's the call.
Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must take this call.
Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you racially biased SAT questions.
Ugh.
Ugh.
I must show you Glenn Beck catching his scrotum on a curtain hook.
Ow.
Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you RoboCop.
Which movie? Like the 80s movie or the most recent one?
Kevin, well,
does it really matter?
No. No.
Happy Death, Bad Death.
Which one? I think it was RoboCop 2 where they actually cut somebody in half. And my parents let me watch that when I was like 10.
Nice.
Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you Glenn Beck catching his scrotum on a curtain hook.
So we are now...
Chester with 3, Tony with 2, I'm with 1, and Damon, you suck.
I do. Very well, actually.
What does Dick Cheney prefer? What does Dick Cheney prefer? Shooting people in the face. What does Dick Cheney prefer? A sausage festival.
Oh.
What does Dick Cheney prefer? Sweet, sweet vengeance.
That's kind of true.
What does Dick Cheney prefer? A middle-aged man on roller skates. Middle-aged man on roller skates.
Woo! I got
there
one.
There you go. You got one.
Got one.
Yay!
And I got another question. And I got the same one. What's my anti-drug? Nice.
Oh, gosh. This game.
Actually, I think I might have chose the two appropriate one, but that's okay.
The two appropriate?
Yeah.
Well...
Sometimes on these things, in order to get a point, you have to put the most inappropriate one possible.
Oh,
in this case, I did an appropriate one.
These Mine's are kind of inappropriate. These are pretty fucking inappropriate.
Sure.
I think so. What's my anti-drug? Lockjaw.
Ow!
What's my anti-drug? Lumberjack fantasies.
Oh.
Let's take a moment and think. Just okay, we're good. Okay.
Getting lockjaw from Lumberjack Fantasies.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What's my anti-drug? The Three-Fifths Compromise.
What is a Three-Fifths Compromise? I'm not sure if I've heard that before.
It is.
Oh, okay. Let's explain
people
that.
People used to say that black people were only 3/5 of a man.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, hence, totally inappropriate.
I am reminded now. I have learned that before. I just totally forgot it because probably because I don't believe it.
Lumberjack Fantasies.
Oh.
Score!
Yep. I will not do drugs because of... you won't see me for a while.
Okay, here we go. During sex, I like to think about blank. Lumberjack Fantasies. During sex, I like to think about blank. This movie is so violent.
What movie are you watching?
The second Eight movie.
The second what movie?
Planet of the Apes movie. I guess it was Dawn of the Apes, or
Of the new set.
Okay.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, I think. No? Was that the first one? Anyways.
I know one was Dawn, one was Rise. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah. Dawn was the first one, Rise was the second.
Okay, we'll watch Rise, I believe.
I think.
Anyway. Hey, here we go. During sex, I like to think about... Hey, mine had a stroke.
Oh!
Oh.
Well, that'll definitely kill the boner for a minute.
I like to think about goats eating cans. During sex, I like to think about a good sniff of poppers.
Well, it just says a good sniff, just to be clear. But
I was finishing the sentence. Not of the whole sentence. Mm. And since I'm finishing the sentence, I'm going with a good sniff of poppers.
Yes.
All right. Now it's getting to be a closer game. Tony, Damon, and I have 2 points each. Chester is still on the lead with 3.
But not for long.
Oh, God. What will always get you laid?
There is a feature of Hangouts Against Humanity that I think can be really, really fun.
Oh.
Sure. I'll just say that. You'll actually see on this turn.
I have lost the screen to the cards.
Did you click on one of the other things?
Yeah, there we go. Okay. What will always get you laid? Saxophone solos.
Hmm. That's possible.
Yeah.
It is possible. Oh, but this card would be great. Cubs Out Loud will always get you laid.
Aha!
Cubs Out Loud won the card.
I told you, that's the feature that I like, is they put the people's names on cards randomly. So that's pretty cool. Pick 2! Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is blank, stuffed with blank. This could be awesome. Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is blank, stuffed with blank. Move my little thing. Oh, there we go. Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is... an ice pick lobotomy stuffed with being marginalized.
Uh-huh.
Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is menstruation stuffed with vigilante justice.
Ugh. Ah, yummy.
Salty.
Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is pterodactyl eggs stuffed with Justin Bieber. I'm going to go with menstruation. Oh, three-way tie for first. Chester, me, and Tony. Damon is behind, but only by one.
Blank. High five, bro. I love this card so much. The Make-A-Wish Foundation. High five, bro.
Did you be doing the high five after you say high five,
bro? Yeah. Children on leashes. High five, bro.
You know how I
finally anal beads. High five, bro. Oh my god. Anal beads.
Anal beads. I'm in the lead this time. But for how long?
In M. Night Shyamalan's Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that blank had really been blank all along. Pick two. Here we go. In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that a drive-by shooting had really been explosions all along. A zesty burrito, breakfast burrito, had been when you fart a little bit comes out.
Oh my god!
Discovers that the Care Bear stare had really been an Oedipus complex all along.
Aww.
Damn it.
I saw first place giving Tony and Chester now tied at 3.
I had this one already.
That's okay.
If you can just read it.
I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of blank. I'm sorry, shit. Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of porn stars.
Oh, Tony.
Hey.
Things are appropriate.
Couldn't complete my homework because of self-loathing.
Oh.
I couldn't complete my homework because of white people. And there sure are a lot of stupid white people. I'm gonna go with porn stars.
They called it.
I knew it.
I've had that car for like 3 hours. Just had a late night.
We haven't been on it as long. Coming to Broadway this season, Blank the Musical. Coming to Broadway this season, Blank the Musical. Coming to Broadway this season, The World of Warcraft, the musical.
Oh,
there's
shocking.
A movie. Next year there's a movie, but it's not necessarily musical at all. Coming to Broadway this season, Poorly Timed Holocaust Jokes, the musical.
Like the producers?
That is brilliant.
Is that the producers? Is that the producers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute, there's already one. Anyways, welcome to Broadway this season, Dwarf Tossing, the musical.
The co-written by Bell in the World of Warcraft. I was holding that goddamn World of Warcraft card this entire game.
Just for me.
Just for you.
And it backfired.
Oh. You got beat out by poorly timed Holocaust jokes. the card is, what's the most emo? Let me get my, like side bang and my black makeup on.
It's got to cover half your face.
Yeah, like, wait, I'll do it on this side. Life is a meaningless droid. Okay. What's the most emo new age music?
Well, he's not wrong.
Yeah, the Holy Bible. Hmm. Stephen Hawking talking dirty.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Just pick it. You got it.
The Holy Bible.
Damn it. Wrong one.
And Jeff pulls him lead.
Again.
I have some troubles with blank and like your advice. Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with blank and would like your advice. Whatever card Jeff doesn't pick.
I think I'll just use a card that I just had since the beginning and just hasn't used it yet.
Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with Golgert and would like your advice.
Golgert.
I have a problem with waking up happening in a Denny's parking lot. I would like your advice. Having trouble with eating the last bison. I like your advice. So, Jeff, which one's yours, by the way?
I'm not saying.
Okay. This one. Anyway, let's play. It's not yours. Thank you!
But that means me and Damon are tied for first!
Okay, here we go. In an attempt to reach a wider audience, the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has opened an interactive exhibit on
You might have to read this a little differently.
In an attempt to reach a wider audience, the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has opened an interactive exhibit on doing it in the butt.
Sexy.
Aha.
Opened an interactive exhibit on dead parents.
Oh, why not?
Or they've opened an interactive exhibit on Tony Banks.
Ha.
Well, I would not mind being that interactive.
Oh. And I got the card for that.
I had to in the butt.
All right. You get an extra two cards, and you get to pick three. Make a haiku. You know, like 575, or is it 353, yeah, or something like that?
It's 575, but you don't have to do that way.
It never works. It's good for your cards.
Hmm.
I almost wish I had some sort of beatnik music. An asthmatic boob job, the South coughs against humanity.
That's kind of appropriate.
Intelligent design, unfathomable stupidity, exactly what you expected.
Now, that's a good one. That's kind of brilliant.
Tasteful side boob fingering. Smothering oneself.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
This is a tough one, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, this one's not easy.
Because fingering's so much fun.
Yes!
Jimmy and I are in the lead.
I'm the cards are. All right. During Picasso's often overlooked brown period, he produced hundreds of paintings of blank. Okay. During Picasso's often overlooked brown period, he produced hundreds of paintings of dick fingers. He produced hundreds of paintings of wiping her butt. He produced hundreds of paintings of a sad hand job. Now,
good question.
Son of a bitch.
Did you do hundreds of paintings of?
A sad hand job.
Getting ever closer to dominating this one.
Oh.
We had a double flip. Jesus. So it actually bypassed me.
No, it bypassed me.
Oh, did
I
it?
Saw it. Yeah, I saw it. I can't even pick.
Okay, so we got to do a combinations.
I can't pick. I have no cards.
Yeah, I don't have cards either.
What?
No.
I have cards.
Well, maybe you two guys can work it out. See what happens. I have no cards.
Aw. Huh. So what's the question? Just read it all.
Next, from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Blank.
What are my parents hiding from me?
What are my parents hiding from me?
Oh.
I don't
the
think
Chamber it's of Blank.
And it's not letting me pick. Only letting me pick the last one, which might win it. Remember that first one that showed up? Just pick that one.
I can't pick either of them.
How about you, Tony?
Yeah.
Can you put a card in?
No, I can put a card in. I can pick them. Oh, we got enough. So, just you two? No, I can't pick it either. It just scrolls over it, but doesn't pick it.
Huh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, looks like we have to start the game over. Oh, that's
Poor
so
Chester.
Bad.
So, Chester, you can't
have
pick
to wait for the time to run out.
Yeah, we could do that.
Or we just got a game over. Oh.
No. But anyway, so while we're...
It might not be our choice, as we'll see.
Well, while we're waiting...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Game!
Nope. Okay.
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Passable Transvestites. And my parents are hiding erectile dysfunction.
No! You're supposed to pick the first one! Oh, the cards are. I can't win this one. Here it is. What never fails to liven up the party?
I still have no cards.
You still don't have any cards?
I still have no cards.
Right, I can only
try and click it down and come back.
Card.
Do what?
You try clicking out like into one of the other items on that sideboard, and then clicking back into HAH.
Nothing. That didn't help at all. So something happened. Something happened. Okay, that worked. Okay. I'm going to try this one because I have no idea what the question was. Okay.
What never fails to liven up the party? Raping and pillaging? Hormone injections?
Well, yeah.
Or active listening?
Active listening. I understand what you're saying.
I'm going to be raping and pillaging.
Woo-hoo! Chester, I think they have like some brain thing going on. I don't
know about. We're in sync.
They're like on Facebook typing each other. So this card, pick that one.
In a world ravaged by blank, our only solace is blank. In a world ravaged by blank, our only solace is blank. Pick two.
I think mine is excellent.
I really feel bad for you guys, so I just picked the first two cards I had in my row.
Oh, whatever.
Okay. In a world ravaged by ghosts, our only solace is my inner demon. Now, that's very emo. In a world ravaged by Lunchables, our only solace is soup that's too hot. In a world ravaged by multiple stab wounds, our only solace is spontaneous human combustion. I'm going to go with this one.
No! Jesus Christ! I tell you, Chester, we got to watch out backs, man. You and me, bro.
I would have, honestly, I would have picked the last one. I would have picked the last one, so.
What's Teach for America using to inspire inner city students to succeed? Not this game, Waka Waka.
What you
do? Like no, you're on camera.
Oh,
all right.
Hello.
That's fine.
What's Teach for America using to inspire inner city students to succeed? Women and yogurt commercials. Emotions. And free samples. I would say.
If you pick mine, I'm going to win.
Well, which one's yours?
Emotions.
I'm going to say this one, and this is what happens. I don't care. I won one already.
Woo!
Yeah! For example. You should have said something. Like,
I'm not going to cheat.
I'm not cheating. It's just winning without winning. Or not let them win, like, right away.
Not cheating.
Blank. That's how I want to die.
I'm literally just putting my first card in.
Aha.
Oh, this is fucked up.
I'm trying to get this game to go on longer.
Hulk Hogan, that's how I want to die.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, that's Macho Man. Sorry.
Teenage pregnancy, that's how I want to die.
It's okay, brother.
Oh.
Grandma, that's how I want to die.
That sucks. Well, chances are.
All three of these are kind of bad.
Woo!
Now they're tied for first, so.
Now we're tied. This is possible that Damon will win.
It's possible Damon would by default because you can't play.
Yes.
Why do I hurt all over? Actually, earlier this week, for some reason, I woke up just like, I hate my
Man, I can't switch my cards, can I?
No. No, why do I hurt all over? The hardworking Mexican.
Oh, shit.
Why do I hurt all over? Michael Jackson.
Oh, no. No.
Why do I hurt all over? Elderly Japanese men.
Oh, these are all really good answers.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yay!
All right. Oh, now Jeff.
Now I can't win, but Jeff can win. Huh. What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard? What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard?
I'm going to be mad as hell if I don't win this one.
Uh-oh.
Who said that? Chester said that?
Chester said that.
I just did my first card.
Oh, you sucker.
What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard? Customer service representatives.
Really?
An erection that lasts longer than 4 hours. Are laying an egg.
Oh, I'm glad I might not get this one because there's a better one.
Yay! And Rex didn't last longer than 4 hours.
I've warded them off for another round.
Okay, uh-oh, here we go. It's two against one. What did Ben Diesel eat for dinner? Come on, Chester, you can do it, bro. You got this one.
Okay, this is the last one, but I'm trying to do, like, the nut.
What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? Heartwarming orphans.
Oh!
What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? The forbidden fruits. And last, what did Vin Diesel eat for dinner?
Yes.
Not trying to read Chester's mind. See if I can ESPN him a little bit here.
ESPN.
Come on, Chester, what are you giving me, bro? I can't feel that. I gotta feel your energy.
I got nothing.
Okay, well then, I'm gonna go with this one. Cause no, I gotta go with this one. That's just funny.
Yes!
Oh my god.
Alright, so it's kind of our goal to let Tony
next on ESPN2, the World Series of
I think this would be an excellent show, actually.
Oh.
Now you gotta try to pick out
which one's Tony? Next on ESPN2, the World Series of Stranger Danger! The World Series of Powerful Thighs. The World Series of the Tempur-Pedic Swedish Sleep System.
That's a really long title.
Feel me on this one. You can find my energy. I'm staring at my own card. That helps at all.
I don't think it does.
The World Series of Stranger Danger.
Yeah, it did work.
How is this? This is like a new thing for the game. Is you two trying to pick out each other's cards? The only thing is Chester's in the lead, but that's you're fine. Both able to play. You both can get one. Could get one. So what ended my last relationship?
Oh my God.
My last true relationship was actually death, but that's another matter altogether. It would be almost absolutely hilarious if somebody actually picked something about death. What ended my last relationship? Guys who don't call.
Oh, that could be taken literally. Like, my husband doesn't call me anymore. Oh. Mm.
What ended my last relationship? Dry heaving.
Oh.
What ended my last relationship? Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill Nye. Guys who don't call is too logical.
Wow.
I'm going to go with dry heaving.
Yay!
Damn it!
Okay. Well, I suppose the person who won the last round is currently last place with 5, so I suppose that's kind of fair. So,
all right.
You won the last game, so it's okay to go with this one.
I do not know what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with blank. Do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought. But World War IV will be fought with blank.
Okay, I'm not holding out this time.
Oh, he wants to win. He's not holding back.
World War IV will be fought with a mopey zoo lion.
Oh.
World War IV will be fought with prancing. World War IV will be fought with pictures of boobs. Oh.
I'm on mute.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. I'm going to have to choose this one, and I think it's going to do the game. Oh! Almost. Prancing.
Look at me coming back from a...
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This stinks. Now I am... See, I want... I don't know what... Jesus Christ. What's that smell?
Mahogany.
This is the worst question I can ever have right now because it's so close to all you guys. Oh, man. Scale. Shit.
If Chester gets it, then we're in a three-way tie for who will win.
What's that smell? It's a KKK. What's that smell? 8 ounces of sweet Mexican black tar heroin. What's that smell? Break it out into song and dance.
Footloose.
Okay, this is a hard one because none of them are really great. So I'm trying to pick the one that I think is not Jeff's.
Nice.
Or Damon. Damon, yeah,
Damon? Damon, I don't mind if Damon wins. Just as long as you don't.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I see.
But I don't know if I can do that.
I could totally throw it out the racist card.
I don't know if I can do that. No, because I don't mind Chester winning either, trust me. But he has two to go. I'm going to say this one at least. I knew it.
No. I've been pancaked.
I knew it.
Plop. Plop, plop.
Pancakes, sorry. You want to do one more quick game for the people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can do like a third, like third with seven.
Yeah, we'll do another one with seven. I like this whole just the base expansion. We get repeated questions, but hey, that's all right. Those 7 points only. Base expansion.
Yeah. Let's
start in the game, and I will start off with what's that smell?
Jeff winning.
It's the pancakes that were in front of my face.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, let's talk about right here. Let's try something else.
Ooh.
What's that smell? The chronic.
Appropriate.
What's that smell? Queefing.
Oh.
What's that smell? Balls.
Balls.
Good job, Justin.
Ah, when Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of blank.
Balls.
Yes, a plague of balls.
Okay, I'm going to go funny or literal. You got to play the player in that game.
Dun, 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 dun. When Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plate of all you can eat shrimp for $4.99.
That's a plague?
Plague. Yeah. Called down a plague of AIDS.
No.
Called down a plague of 72 virgins. Ooh, I'm going to go with virgins.
What will I bring back in time to convince people that I have read all the
virgins? Getting an echo from somewhere. Caller, turn your radio down.
I have 97 seconds.
I have so many to choose from.
What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful masturbation? Oh, shit. What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful rabbit? The Virginia Tech.
Oh.
What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful culture? Jufros.
I'm in the lead again.
What does Dick Cheney prefer?
Jew froze.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What does Dick Cheney prefer? Pulling out. Dick Cheney prefers Tom Cruise. No, Dick Pulling Cheney out. Really prefers waterboarding.
The actual appropriate one.
Yeah.
That's why I picked it.
In a world ravaged by plague, our only solace is plague.
In a world ravaged by Justin Bieber, our only solace is a hardworking Mex, the hardworking Mexican. In a world ravaged by the terrorists, our only solace is the Amish.
How would they know?
In a world ravaged by hot people, our only solace is getting so angry that you pop a boner.
Okay, what is he doing?
Lifetime presents blank. The story of blank.
Wow. This is fucked up. Sorry. It's just funny in my head.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hopefully it's funny in other people's heads, too.
It will be, I'm sure.
Lifetime presents Auschwitz, the story of a sea of troubles.
Wow. It's actually relatively appropriate.
Lifetime presents Fancy Feast, the story of licking things to claim them as your own. Oh, God. Oh, God. Lifetime presents the token minority. Story.
Oh, my God.
We have a winner.
We have a winner. Yes. We have a winner.
I told you it was awful.
No. All right. Blink. Bet you can't just have one. Oh, but you can't have just one. Blink, blink, but you can't have just one.
Orange, orange.
Sharon Needles. Bet you can't have just one.
Actually, I bet you can.
A cooler full of organs. Bet you can't have just one. And Hurricane Katrina. But you can't have just one.
Ooh.
Can I have one? Sharing your ones?
Well, or your ones? Or her can you?
McQueen's a one.
Woohoo! Estrogen lead.
I'm pulling out. Pulling ahead. So I'm pulling something.
What's my anti-drug?
Those came up quick. No. I picked the wrong
Those
one.
Came up quick. That's what you used to say.
What's my anti-drug? Prancing.
Oh.
Could it be Aaron Burr is my anti-drug? No, getting really high is my anti-drug.
Once you're high, you're like, well, dude, I'm done.
MTV's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with blank. MTV's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities with heteronormativity.
Wow.
MTV's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with the Kool-Aid Man.
Ooh, yeah.
MTV's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with unfathomable stupidity.
I'd watch that show.
We've watched that set.
I'm going to go with the unfathomable stupidity. Ah, Tony and Tessa are in the lead again. This seems like what we had last time. Ooh, two.
Pick two. What's the next superhero sidekick duo? What's the next superhero sidekick duo? Chester Bratowski and Adderall.
Sometimes I need that.
Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth II and the things that electrocute your abs. And finally, Go-Gurt and Christopher Walken.
Yay for me. And Jeff.
There is time for first, and David's.
Blank doesn't happen for that.
Actually, this one might be true. Kind of.
Blank doesn't happen for that. But holy shit. Date rape.
There probably is an after that.
Getting naked and watching Nickelodeon.
There is an after that. It's called Ground. Getting naked and watching Nickelodeon.
The Underground Railroad. Even though I don't like this man at all.
What gives me uncontrollable gas?
Mm-hmm.
What gives me uncontrollable gas? Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum. Science gives me uncontrollable gas. But what really gives me gas is exactly what you'd expect.
Why do I hurt all
of them? Oh, this sucks.
Why do I hurt all over him?
You didn't make it.
Why do I hurt all over? Friends with benefits.
Oh,
if you're lucky.
Why do I hurt all over? Frolicking.
Those are some special friends.
Mm-hmm.
I like roommates.
Tony's in. Tony Lee with 5. Jeff has 4. Chester has 3. I have 1.
One lucky one. You got it. Yes.
So pick 2. I never truly understood blank until I encountered blank. I never truly understood blank until I encountered blank. Uh-oh. Okay. I never truly understood Morgan Freeman's voice until I encountered fingering. Shit. I never truly understood profoundly handicapped until I encountered fingering. I never truly understood preteens. Until I encountered children on leases. Wow.
That's a pretty good sense.
These are all good. But I'm going to go with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah!
Fuck. That poor man.
Oh, I can't win. And the Academy Award for blank goes to Abla Malice. Academy Award for blank goes to and the Academy Award for Charisma goes to Tony Morrison of China. The award for being fabulous goes to Malcolm Hines. And the award for Guinness goes to On Kevin. And the award
What's there a ton of in heaven?
Oh my God.
What's there a ton of in heaven? Same-sex ice dancing. There is a ton of the clitoris in heaven.
There's also a ton of mouth herpes in heaven. I imagine there would be a ton of same-sex ice dancing in heaven.
I hope so.
Coming back on it. After the earthquake, Sean Penn brought Plank to the people of Haiti.
Of course I have that.
I'm only throwing this out there because I like the way the card sounds.
Hey, Cheshire, I think we're getting a lot of echo from you.
From me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one without headphones.
And I still have my headphones. That's how you have to. That's how I have no car. I can't see the calendar. I don't see what question you on the side.
Uh oh.
Not again.
Yeah. Just let the timer run. Nice queen.
My well, it means that Tony can't win yet.
Oh. Like I said, that's how you try to play me. Yeah, I can't.
What if I don't see the counter?
Does my mic still work, though?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't see the counter, Jeff?
I don't see the counter.
See, I don't see the counter either.
I don't have a counter.
I don't see.
I don't either.
Question. I don't see.
Well, Jeff, you don't see the counter, but you're the card star.
I've never actually seen the counter.
Well, okay.
Well, there you go.
I think the counter only shows on the card czar anyway.
Yeah, but I don't see the counter, and I am the card czar.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
We'll find out in about 25 seconds or so. If it's,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is where you die.
After the earthquake, Sean Penn brought Blank to Haiti, or brought grave robbing to the people of Haiti. After the earthquake, Sean Penn brought bitches to the people of Haiti. I'm going to go with bitches.
I just like the card. It's just so forward. Bitches.
All right. Everything working fine now?
I think so.
Just on the cards.
Do you have a little like a double arrow, like where it says your cards along that line?
My
at the bottom.
Bottom. Nope. I don't have double arrow.
Mine says what's the crust? The card is what's the crustiest? Does anyone else have cards?
I do.
I do.
I don't.
I don't. Aww.
And you don't have anything like in the lower left that says your cards?
Nope,
try the click away come back again thing.
I tried it like 4 times.
Womp womp. Well, I do have a counter. We're at 58 seconds.
So
in that time, I need to check my phone.
Oh, my card's there.
I don't. Not on my phone. No.
No, I think I am out officially.
Oh.
That makes me sad.
Reset the application state. Hold shift right click on the game state title area. And click reset game.
What?
I can reset the game if I want to.
Womp womp. Five seconds.
Three, two, one.
Conspiracy, right. I tell you, conspiracy. Can't keep running
Domino's Oreo dessert pizza. are anal beads.
Oh, hopefully not anal beads, but it could be.
Oh.
Oh, whatever, I would have picked.
Yay! oh, wait, I can't. Oh, wait, there's this. They're down here. Never mind. Anal beads. If you don't wash those things, they get...
Oh, now I have car eyes. That's some bullshit, yo. That is total bullshit.
They were like, you are so far ahead, we need somebody else to catch up.
That sucks. That sucks.
Anyways, you're the cards are, anyways.
And I can't... I'm a card on. I can't even pick my own. That's a stupid.
For you. Okay. So.
For my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank. For my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank. If I pick the card, it's not good. For my next trick, I will pull horse meat out of Britney Spears at 55.
Ew.
I will pull Card Yes Manities out of the Trail of Tears.
Oh.
For my next trick, I will pull out embryonic cell stems, stem cells out of a coat hanger abortion.
Oh my god.
Oh!
That's... Wow. Fucking terrible.
Since I can't win. I don't know. I want to try. Damon, which one is yours? I'm trying to help you out.
It's okay. I'm too far gone to win, baby. I'm too far gone. It's going to
Why didn't you pick the embryonic stem cells? Because that one was just fucking wrong.
It was really good, that's why.
That was mine.
I was trying not to make somebody else win, but...
Pancakes.
See, I would have called some kind of ism on this game. Just because...
Some kind of ism. Doesn't matter which one, but it's definitely one.
Because for two rounds, I could not pick cards. And then when I could pick cards, how the damn cards are. So that was three tricks you're out, bro.
Well, it was like, you won the first game. You can't win this one.
That's what it said. Yeah. So some kind of ism.
Like worst part, this is what's going to happen. If we played another game, I would win because everyone has won except me.
Like, but wouldn't do it like a shorter 5-point game or something?
No. Hmm? No. We're good. Or do we want to play a 5-point game?
Let's do a 5-point game. That way I can win. Because I don't... Well, I still... Okay, I can...
You won the first one!
Claiming isms for this last game of me not being able to play for 3 rounds. When I was winning by like 6-3, 6-4. That sucks. It's fine.
Awesome.
Alright. Starting a new 5-point game. Damon.
Oh. I'm the card czar. Mm-hmm. Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children blank. Santa now gives the bad children a good time. Naughty Santa.
I could do this all day.
Excuse me. Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children elderly Japanese men.
Oh, that's cool to me.
He now gives bad children the KKK. And he now gives the bad children poor people. Mm-hmm. Wah, wah. I'm going to go with poor people.
See? No. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I thought it should have ended last game. All right. What do old people smell like? Question mark. This is a new card. What do old people smell like?
Hmm.
Wow. What do all people smell like? Former President George W. Bush.
Wow.
What do all people smell like? Two midgets shitting into a bucket.
Gross.
What do all people smell like? Gungert. That's the winner.
He's on it.
What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan?
Hmm. Do-do-do-do. Oh, hi, Sonnet. Hi, Sonnet.
Hi.
Hello, puppy.
Hello, puppers.
What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? The profoundly handicapped. The U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan, Lady Gaga.
Ra, 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 ra.
Foreskin is what the U.S. airdropped to the children of Afghanistan.
2-1.
Just because I like foreskin. Just putting that out there.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So what don't you want to find in your Chinese food? Bison. Oh, hello. What don't you want to find in your Chinese food? Panda sex. What don't you want to find in your Chinese food? Genital piercings.
Oh.
Not in your Chinese food.
What don't you want to find in your Chinese food? Hot mess. I'm going to say genital piercings. What? Damon!
Probably a good one.
Third time with this card.
Is it really?
What's my...
Oh, yes. Totally.
What's my anti-drug?
We're using just
they
the one.
They really want me to get off drugs. Like, God, I don't do drugs. We just talked about smoking pot this weekend. God, give it a rest, Google.
Just talked about it.
Yeah.
Just.
Aw, I like these answers. What's my anti-drug? Chester Beltowski.
Aw.
What's my anti-drug? The South.
I'm not sure that one computes.
Well, I could take the logical leap, like, yeah, I don't want to end like some people in the South.
See?
That's my anti-drug. What's my anti-drug? Cuddling.
Aww.
Aww.
That sucked.
Aww. Cuddling.
Oh, jeez.
Which was picked by Chester Beltowski.
Beltowski. Funny how that works. Tony, you're the card czar.
What does Dick Cheney prefer? I had a perfect one. What does Dick Cheney prefer? Nazis. What does Dick Cheney prefer? The Donald Trump seal of approval.
Oh.
What does Dick Cheney prefer? Glenn Beck convulsively vomiting as a brood of crab spiders hatching in his brain and erupt from his tear ducts.
Oh, good God.
Woo! That's a lot to say.
I don't know if he would actually prefer that, considering they're kind of on the same page, but, you know.
I'm going to say Dick Cheney prefers the status of Trump seal of approval.
Alan!
Don't we all?
What's the most emo?
Don't done.
Well, right now, I'll wait. Regifting is the most emo. The Chronic is the most emo, but unfortunately, my sex life right now is the most emo.
I know. Hey, we're going to five. Damon's in the lead.
Well,
maybe he'll win this one. All four of us. I won something.
Yay!
Next, it's from like J.K. Rowling. Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Blank. Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Blank. Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Sexting.
Well, yeah.
Next, J.K. Rowling. Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of an M. Night Shyamalan plot twist.
Wow.
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of a Sausage Festival. I'm going to go with the Sausage Festival.
Well, have you seen what those actors of Harry Potter have been putting out?
Yeah. Rumor has it
that Vladimir Putin
is blank stuffed with blank. Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is blank stuffed with blank. This is a pick two. Right. Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is Dick Cheney stuffed with Count Chocula.
Safety.
Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is Daddy Issues stuffed with Skeletor. Vladimir Putin's favorite dish is police brutality stuffed with public ridicule. And we have a winner.
Okay, here we go. TSA guidelines now prohibit blank on airplanes. Anything fun? Whoa. Okay, TSA guidelines now prohibit winking at old people on airplanes.
Oh, why not? That makes them awkward, feel awkward.
TSA guidelines now prohibit penis envy on airplanes. And last but not least, TSA guidelines now prohibit David Alexander on airplanes.
No!
Sorry.
Sorry. It's one of those things when you get those type of cards, you just gotta use it.
Oh, yeah. I can't win this round. While the United States raced the Soviet Union to the moon, the Mexican government funneled millions of pesos into research on... While the United States raced the Soviet Union to the moon, the Mexican government funneled millions of pesos into research on taking off your shirt. They funneled millions of pesos into research on chainsaws for hands. And they also poured money into switching to Geico.
I'm going to go with chainsaws for hands, because those are
Yay! Ha ha ha! Damon, you can possibly win it! You can
actually win!
Don't, I drink to forget blank. I drink to forget blank.
Wait.
I drink to forget not reciprocating oral sex.
But you don't.
I drink to forget Tom Cruise.
Who doesn't?
I drink to forget repression.
Oh. Sorry, that's kind of cyclical. I drink to forget repression, which is a process of forgetting. Oh my god.
This could be the one. For someone, this might be it.
Not reciprocating oral sex. And Chester wins again.
I have pancakes.
Yay, Chester. This will not be a T-ball tournament where everybody wins. Everyone gets a trophy. Aww.
Yeah, Damon loses every single time. Aww. That's okay. You win it! Be the loser! Yeah!
Oh, well.
Well, that's it. That's Yay. The end of the show. I think that was a good, nice, long run of Cubs Against Humanity. I have no idea how to get rid of that pancake off your face.
There's no way to.
So
no,
you're kind of stuck at it for the rest of the episode.
It's just cake on your face.
You and pancake.
You've got a little something like right there. There you go. I think you got it. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So that's the end of the show. So what's going on with the you, Tony, you, Chester, anything you want to plug to the audience?
So much going on. I just finished playing the show in P-Town for Bear Week, and I got invited back for Spooky Bear. So if you're going to be in Spooky Bear, we're going to host a giant bar event before everything else happens. Let's have some fun. Maybe some naked fun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But yeah, so everybody enjoy the summer, and we'll see you in the fall. Yay!
Yeah.
I have nothing going on.
Except for cake on your face.
Pancake on my face. No, I'm pretty calm sitting at home right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about to get really, really hectic.
Yeah. With your move to England. How long are you going to be there again?
I'm going to be there for 6 months.
I knew you've told me that before. I just forgot.
Living with Bruce.
Which part of England?
Going to be London.
Okay, cool.
Sweet.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And a lot of money. Jesus Christ. It's not cheap.
In the meantime, there's plenty of ways to contact us. You can pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com. You can post a comment in any of our posts there. You can also shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Give us a call, 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. Wow, I did that even off the top of my head. I'm impressed. Please leave us a dirty message. Just call, leave a message. You don't even have to say your name. Just give us some sort of dirty message. We'll play it on the show. Again, you don't have to identify yourself. It can be completely anonymous. Or if you have a question or comment for the show, it's a great place to do that. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Cubs Out Loud, Google Plus, google.com/ Cubs Out Loud, Tumblr, cubsoutloud.tumblr.com. Follow us there. And anytime we have our Tumblr picks during their Gnome show, you can see them posted live.
And like, also,
while we're doing the show, which we normally pre-record, so we'll get them before anybody else.
Yes.
The same.
And also other stuff, you know, random, like
whenever he's on his wrong account, he just ends up reblogging.
whatever. Anyways, also bearunderground.net, the official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud. Join the COL entourage. The Cubs Out Loud entourage is how it is listed on there. And we would love to have you join us. It's for you folks. You. So you can put whatever you want on there. We'll post about the show, sure. But you can talk amongst yourselves. We're not going to give you a topic. Talk. I'm sorry. find me anywhere. Please pop over to iTunes. Give us a review. We appreciate that very much. 5-star, 4-star, whatever. We're on the show. In fact, you could just rate us. It allows more people to see us the more you rate us. And people will be like, hey, this show is kind of popular. These people might want to listen to it. So, Stitcher Radio, give us a thumbs up. Leave us review there as well. Find me anywhere on the internet. This Box, Sack Box, Puppy Box, Cub Box, Pubs or other.
I'm Theater Cub 79 on Bear Underground, Tumblr, I believe HeftyNet, and I'm Nomad Cub currently on FetLife.
How about you guys? Where can people find you, Tony?
Music Bear Tony Banks anywhere on the net.
Anywhere.
Chester?
You can find me under the pup up there on Tumblr or my real name on Facebook and Shutter Pup on FetLife.
Sorry, I just think it's hilarious because whenever you talk, the pancakes kind of move
as if you're speaking. It swells. It's kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
Oh my god, they do.
It's kind of funny.
And with that, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.